Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Don Lenhart. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting third. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Summers. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Owen Friend. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Upton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Starr. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Starr. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Ali Clark. Batting third. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Gromek. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Gromek. And now, play ball. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart takes first base on ball four. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Starr fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Kokos settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive towards first. Easter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boone. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Friend applying the tag. Rosen moves to third. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Summers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is walked intentionally. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Starr fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton takes first base on ball 4. Dick Starr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starr bunts towards the mound. Grimek fields it and throws to first for the out. Upton moves to second. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Upton scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 1 in the game. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Delsing. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Avila applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a pop-up towards short. Upton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 1 in the game. Kokos hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Browns. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 1 in the game. Summers bunts towards the mound. Grimek fields it and throws to first for the out. Coleman moves to second. One out. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 1 in the game. Friend hits a line drive towards short. Boone catches it and throws to second to double up Coleman. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Browns. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cocos. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Boone moves to third. Joe Gordon pinch hits for Steve Gromek. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Marino Pieretti now pitching. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Upton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Starr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starr is 0 for 0 in the game. Starr strikes out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mitchell hits a pop-up towards third. Summers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Friend settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 2 in the game. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cocos hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Starr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 1 in the game. Summers takes first base on ball 4. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 2 in the game. Friend hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Upton takes first base on ball 4. Summers moves to second. Roy Seavers pinch hits for Dick Starr. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Summers scores. Upton moves to second. It's 4-1, Browns. Sam Zaldak now pitching. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lenhart hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0 for 3 in the game. Del Singh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Seavers now playing center field. Cuddles Marshall now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Seavers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Sam Zaldak. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Seavers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Thurman Tucker now playing left field. Gene Bearden now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kokos hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Kokos fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Kokos. Easter moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosen is hit by the pitch. Doby moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Lemon pinch hits for Bobby Avila. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend fields it and throws to second for the out. Easter scores. Doby moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Browns. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Boudreau now playing second base. Bill Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 3 in the game. Friend hits a fly ball into left field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Upton hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Seavers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Gene Bearden. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 4 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Easter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clark moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.